and welcome to Heartbeat. Have you ever had a time in your life where you've been challenged to grow? Maybe it's a work situation, a task comes your way and you feel like you don't have the skills to achieve it. Or maybe you feel challenged to pursue something new in your life, a new hobby. Maybe you feel like you should say no to some things and yes to others. Whatever it is, there are always times in our life where we feel like we need to go to the next step. We need to do something more. And I want to encourage you today that when you begin to feel like that, and if you've discerned that it's something that God wants you to do, then God will give you the grace to grow. He will give you the grace to go to the next level. He will give you the grace to acquire the skills to be able to achieve what you need to achieve. When God calls you to grow, He always gives you the grace. You know, I felt like this recently. I felt that there was a job that I should pursue. And it's funny because I was going through life quite merrily, quite happy. You know, nothing really seemed all that wrong. I didn't necessarily feel like I needed the change. But slowly over time, this little stirring within me for more started to grow. And when this happens, my dad often says, this is like a holy discontent. We become discontent with life because God is stirring something within us to do something new, to pursue something. And that's how I started to feel. So after praying about it and thinking about it a lot, and I took a long time, it took a good year to think it through, I started to pursue what I felt like God was asking of me. And that doesn't mean it's been easy. That doesn't mean it's been challenging. That doesn't mean I haven't had doubts. I've wondered whether I had the skills to do what I wanted to do. But each time, God has given me the grace to do it. And it's actually been encouraging, and I've been able to actually feel confident in the times that I've actually wondered whether I had the skills. I've been able to have this little confidence behind me that says, but God will give me the grace to do what I need to do. You know, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10, St. Paul says this, but by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. So here's St. Paul talking about the fact that who he is because of God. And he has had to work hard, but God has helped him to do it. God has given him the grace. And that's the same for us. As we pursue new things in life, as God asks us to grow, to go to the next level, to do something new in our life, there will be challenges. There will be hard times that we have to work through, but God will continue to give us the grace to do it. Now, last week we talked about in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, the verse that St. Paul also says, which is, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. And again, it's this reminder that God will give you the grace when you feel weak, when you turn to Him, God will give you the grace that is everything you need. So right now, if you feel like there's a time in your life where you need to go to the next level, where you've been wrestling with a decision of something you should do, why don't you pray with me right now and we'll ask God that He would give you and He would give me the grace that we need to grow as we pursue what God wants for our life. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord, I thank You that when You ask us to grow, when You ask us to take a step in life, that You always give us the grace to do it. We pray, Lord God, right now for everyone who's making a decision, for everyone who's discerning something that they need to do in life. I pray that You would guide them, that You would open the right doors and close the right doors, Lord, and that You would give them the grace to make the decision and give them the grace to do what You've called them to do. And we ask this in Your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.